This morning, the great channel changer, that's Pastor Kev, was changing channels on the TV, and it came to Joseph Prince, and he was speaking, and with all authority, as he does, and he made a statement. And the minute he was done making the statement, I talked out loud, man, that was arrogant, wasn't it? And I had a reality check. Because as I thought about it, no, that's victorious living theology. He said, if I'm in this city, he says, this city is blessed.
Yeah. Amen.
Anywhere we go, we carry Jesus with us on airplanes, in cars, wherever we go. The ground is blessed because it's Jesus Christ in us walking in that space. And so I kind of repented because, you know, we're not saying that about ourselves.
Right.
We're saying that because we believe God is, and he is who he says he is. And yes, when we receive him, he lives and dwells inside of us. It's a statement of faith, not a statement of pride. By ourselves, without Jesus Christ, without his blood, we are yea, but nothing.
That's right.
But with him,
That's right.
We bring blessing. Mm-hmm. We bring blessing. Every one of you brings blessing to Port Ludlow, to Port Townsend, to Bremerton, to wherever you're from. God in us is the secret. And that's what in the Gospels it says, that that's the mystery. The mystery of the kingdom of God is Christ in us.
That's right.
And our walking in that belief and walking, that makes us walk with a smile on our face instead of sadness or condemnation. In Christ, there is no condemnation.
That's right.
A Christian should never feel ashamed after they have confessed sin. Before Jesus Christ, because we are made clean, just as if the sin had never been committed. And God puts it as far as the east is from the west. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that's what that man was saying. And my first comment, my humanistic comment was, how arrogant, but in check, how glorious. How glorious that he believes it. How glorious that he reminded me this morning that I need to believe it in my own life. Amen. The psalm for the day, Psalm 147, we're going to only look at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Wow, we can praise him. Because of what he's done for us and how he allows us to walk in this life. Hallelujah, it's a good thing to sing praises to our God. Praise is beautiful. Praise is fitting. Let's stand and let's say it from the message. Hallelujah, it's a good thing to sing praise to our God. Praise is beautiful. Praise is fitting. Let's praise him this morning, Pastor Kev. Let's do it.